With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking states to plan distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine once medical trials are complete. Federal health officials say states should be prepared as early as late October if a coronavirus vaccine arrives. Currently, three vaccines are in phase 3 clinical trials. That's when a vaccine is given to thousands of people to test its efficacy, effectiveness, and safety. Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Reisden says the State Department of Health have already reached out to healthcare providers for initial planning.
We are preparing those discussions, anticipate being able to do some mass vaccination with specific populations. That activity will really be determined by the amount of vaccine that we're able to get, which we do not know yet.
Malzahn-Reisden says specific populations include healthcare workers, as well as residents and staff in long-term care facilities. Avera is part of three clinical studies to find an effective treatment and prevention for COVID-19. The studies use a common medical approach, and the research is moving full steam ahead. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The three studies will examine how effectively lab-made antibodies can treat and prevent COVID-19 infections. Dr. John Lee is chief medical officer with Avera Research. He says lab-made antibodies are a common treatment for many other illnesses.
We typically use them in many settings, from cancer to rheumatoid arthritis, even to prevent headaches. And so this is a standard manufacturing process that has been done for probably about 50 to 100 different medical indications.
Dr. Lee says the lab-made antibodies supplement the body's natural response to illness. They can also save time.
It typically takes our antibody response in the body to reach its peak about 15 days. Where here, you're able to get it in and get a very high titer by giving the antibody very early.
An antibody titer is a test that measures the amount of antibodies in a patient's blood. Dr. Lee says other COVID-19 studies show a high result can mean a more positive outlook for the patient. Avera announced its participation in the studies earlier this week. Dr. Lee says it usually takes 2 to 3 months to get a program like this off the ground. It took Avera 10 days. Dr. Lee adds federal authorities are monitoring results of the research as it happens, rather than waiting until the end of the study.
I think they're trying to meet what our administration is trying to do, is to really get effective therapies by the end of the year. So I actually think the readouts will come very quickly, and I can't guarantee exactly when, but I would guess within the next 3 to 6 months.
The studies will focus on patients hospitalized with COVID-19, people diagnosed but not hospitalized, and people exposed to someone with the virus. To participate, a person must be at least 18 years old and live in the Sioux Falls area. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has faced widespread criticism due to slowdowns of mail delivery nationwide, and currently faces a subpoena from the U.S. House Oversight Committee. Postal workers and members of the American Postal Workers Union, Local 760 in Rapid City, held a rally over the weekend to protest policies and actions by DeJoy. SDPB's David Scott reports.
Delivery and sorting delays are among the many problems postal workers say are present. Victoria Van Oosting is a data collection tech with the Postal Service and president of the Rapid City APWU. Van Oosting says cuts in overtime and staffing problems stop mail from being processed in a timely manner. She says the shutdown of sorting machines and cuts in transportation aggravate the problem.
With the new implementation of the Postmaster General's orders, we were told to unplug unnecessary processing machines, which causes it to take longer to process the mail. If there's no machinery, then it's delayed.
Van Oosting says these delays have more impact on rural areas in the state. Jason Beert is a member of APWU Local 760. Beert says the purpose of the rally was to gather public support for a public post office. He says recent policies by the Postmaster General are intended to sell off and privatize portions of the Postal Service.
One of the big concerns is the doing away with 6-day delivery. There are good chances that many rural areas will lose 6 day a week delivery, possibly once a week. I mean, we don't know what it could turn into. Quite frankly, delivering mail is not a booming industry. It's not a money maker. The Postal Service exists to pretty much try to break even.
Beard says a privatized postal service would need to cut back on many public services currently offered to turn a profit. He says despite the new policies, the Rapid City Post Office has worked to get mail out on time, especially high-priority mail like medicine. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Scott in Rapid City.
The number of South Dakotans filing new unemployment claims has fallen to its lowest level since March. The State Department of Labor says 594 people filed new unemployment claims last week. That's the smallest number since March 14th, just before the pandemic sent unemployment soaring. The total number of South Dakotans filing for unemployment during the pandemic is now almost 63,000. During that time, the state and federal government have paid almost $300 million to unemployed people in the state. Currently, about 11,000 South Dakotans are receiving unemployment benefits. The drop in new claims at the state level mirrors a drop in claims nationally. Fewer than 900,000 people filed new claims in the U.S. last week. That's the smallest number since the pandemic began. Public and private K-12 schools in South Dakota are receiving an additional $75 million in federal relief funding. This comes out of the $1.25 billion South Dakota received through the CARES Act. The announcement from the governor's office comes after updated guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Governor Kristi Noem has been asking the Treasury for flexibility in how the state can use CARES money for months. In a statement, Noem says she's grateful to the Trump administration for giving the state that flexibility. She says it will help schools respond to COVID-19 and keep kids in the classroom.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.